This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. CU Boulder handed out more than 9,700 degrees today in front of 22,000 family and friends. The ceremony was cut short due to rain. The youngest graduate was a 17-year-old who majored in computer science and mathematics. The oldest was 76 years old and graduated with a degree in sociology. Chancellor Philip DeStefano encouraged graduates to think critically about the impact of artificial intelligence on education. He also reminded graduates about the importance of participating in the democratic process. Hundreds of migrants have arrived in Denver from the U.S.-Mexico border. All the movement is in anticipation of the federal government's Title 42 immigration policy expiring. Mayor Michael Hancock said the city is doing its best to help provide resources and shelter to migrants, but he called on the federal government to do more.
Denver cannot continue to financially shoulder this burden alone. Our reserves are not bottomless. And if this situation extends for a prolonged period of time, some hard choices are going to have to be made. And to be clear, my team and I are already beginning to talk about service cuts.
The city says it has spent $16 million assisting migrants. Mayor Michael Hancock says the federal government has been reimbursed fewer than a million dollars. Colorado Mammoth are hosting the Calgary Roughnecks in Game 1 of the National Lacrosse League Western Conference Finals tonight. The defending league champions upset top-seeded San Diego Seals last week. This is CPR News at 6:06.